Welcome to Jim's Podcast, podcasting the best in technology news around the world. Jim's Podcast.
Please hang up and try again.
Welcome to Jim's Podcast, show number one for June 28th, 2005. Welcome, everybody. Well, let's get into what I want to talk about today. Apple finally releases iTunes 4.9 yesterday with the podcasting feature built right into it. You now have 3,000 podcasts to choose from. If a podcast is not listed, you can submit a RSS feed for that particular podcast. It's not instant. They will have to review it and see if, I guess, if it's worthy enough to be on the iTunes Music Store. My podcast is not there, and right now I'm happy about that because from what I'm reading, a lot of people, their websites are getting hit pretty hard on the bandwidth. An example of a podcast that I listen to that I like that is temporarily down right now is the Apple News Log. You can go to that at apple.quicksurf.com. On his website, he says, due to the high volume of podcast downloads because of iTunes 4.9, I've had to temporarily turn off access to my podcast files to prevent going over my bandwidth usage limit for the month. So this is a good thing, you know, but because your podcast is getting recognized, but not good for the bandwidth. Apple has also released a tool currently in beta that allows you to set marks on a MPEG-4 AAC file. When iTunes reaches the time you have decided on it, it will display a certain picture or textual link in the album art box of iTunes. But unfortunately, the tool is only for Mac users, but I'm sure someone will come out with the Windows version really quick. If you want to learn more about the chapters tool, I guess that's what it's called, you can go to the unofficial Apple weblog at tuaw.com. Apple has also released new iPods and reduced some prices. The iPod Shuffle, the 1 gigabyte model, is now $129. It was $149. iPod Mini, there's no change. The iPod Photo is now just the iPod with a color display. They have dropped the 30 gigabyte version, and now it's a 20 gigabyte for $299. That's an excellent price for an iPod. The iPod U2 Special Edition now comes with a color screen. It's 20 gigabytes at $329. So that's exciting. They have finally dropped the regular iPod without color. I can't wait till they come out with an iPod Mini with a colored screen. I don't know if that's going to happen, but that would be nice. Hey, do you guys use FeedBurner for your RSS feed to distribute your podcast? Well, some good news. They are about to release a feature of their SmartCast service. You know, they integrated Yahoo Media RSS search into it. Well, it looks like they're going to release a feature where you can input, like, you can tell what category you want it to be in, photo links, and any other descriptive information that you can, I guess, put in your ID3. Tag. So this is going to be a really nice feature. Well, I got invited to Odeo, to try out Odeo.com last week, and I have to say I like it a lot. I was able to find all the podcasts that I listen to, you know, like Geek News Central, that's one of my favorites, The Chris Perillo Show. You can subscribe to podcasts and listen to them and sync them up to iTunes or Windows Media Player. The create feature is temporarily turned off. You have to send them an email and explain to them if you want to use that feature. But the listen part of it in sync is going to be free. So I guess they're going to make a lot of money off of the create a podcast feature. And I'm going to want to try that out. So I'm probably going to send them an email because I'm curious about it. If you didn't get an invite and you want one, I have 14. So you can email me at jimhwilliams@gmail.com. You can also Skype me at WILLIJ. Or you can leave a voicemail at 903-257-0810. And I will send you one. Hey guys, a website that you should check out is CommandIn.tv. Command In is hosted by Amber and Mikey of Call for Help 2.0 in Canada. What it is a weekly web and tech wrap-up. It's really good. If you've seen the first one, they've definitely improved on the video portion of it. What they talk about, they just released episode 3. What they talk about is they're at Next Fest in Chicago. They talk about Odeo places. I don't know what that is. Going to it now. Places is the first global location-aware interaction and geo-information system, connecting you with the people and places in your area and all over the world. It is the navigation system for your social life, and it's absolutely free. Oh, well, you'll have to check that out. That's at places.com, PLAZES.com. And then they talk about the CVS disposable digital camcorder. They analyzed the flash. And then Jeff has some links. He talks about Firefox, FTP Planet. He talks about different clients for the Mac, FTP clients for the Mac, CyberDuck, and WinFTP client, FileZilla. So go over to CommandIn.tv and check out their show. Well, that wraps up this episode. I know at the beginning of the show it was kind of noisy that the fan was left on. I've turned that off, and you can hear the birds in the background. So I'll improve on that in the next episode. Also, I'm not trying to say and all that too much. This is not easy, and I've got all my notes written out, so I was prepared at, you know, what to say, but I'll improve on that. If you have any comments or suggestions, you can email me at jimhwilliams@gmail.com, and you can Skype me at WILLIJ. Or you can leave a voicemail at 903-257-0810. Thank you, everyone.